Close your eyes, watch your breath. And try to have something good to show for the fact that you've been with your breath. In other words, try to develop good qualities of the mind as you stay here. Mindfulness, alertness, concentration, using your discernment. These are all things we can develop simply by staying with the breath, if you stay continually enough with enough sensitivity. This is a principle that can be used throughout life. When you go someplace and the mind is constantly going, try to develop some good qualities while you're there. We travel around, right? That's one of the meanings of the word samsara, the wandering on. We wander here, we wander there. The question is sometimes, what do we have to show for it? Sometimes there's a lot of pain. Sometimes there's loss. So you want to make sure there's something good you can develop wherever you wander. And those are qualities of the mind. You can develop qualities like virtue, generosity, patience, equanimity, determination. It all depends on what you bring to the experience. Years back, I was taking someone to Zion. And he spent the day and he said, I didn't see much. And that night we had a slideshow. He said, where did you see those pictures? I said, I looked. In the same way, it depends on what you bring to the experience that's going to make the difference. So try to bring the desire to get something good in your mind developed. And then wherever you wander, you'll have something good to show, something good to bring back, more than just memories and souvenirs. You'll have something solid in the mind that doesn't go away. That's when you've really taken advantage of the opportunity, which means that you put as much as you can into doing it well. And the rewards are bound to come back.